Chairs No Waiting, episode number 235, Goober's Age. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by Weaver's and pick up some great, great Mayberry things that all your friends and family would enjoy. Stuff like the 2013 calendar is still available. Plus, you can get the entire box set of 8 seasons. Drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 235, is the iMayberryCommunity.com. iMayberryCommunity.com. Thank you to the Mayberry Band. I am Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and tonight's episode is brought to you by the iMayberry community. If you haven't been over there, go and check it out. It's a wonderful place for Mayberry fans. Folks are really getting to know each other, I believe, over there. We got about 600 folks that have joined up over there, and they have been coming up with some wonderful topics. And tonight's topic of Goober's Age comes directly from over at iMayberry community and some of the folks that have been visiting and talking over there. So, We're gonna be discussing that because this week, this is today that I'm recording this, is May 6, 2013, marks a year ago that we lost George Lindsay. So I wanted to just celebrate some of George tonight, and I thought this was a really good topic to talk about, Goober's Age. Okay, so over on the iMayberry community, Janice over there had this to say. She said, I was watching an episode, the episode The Case of a Punch in the Nose from 1965. In the episode, they talk about the time Floyd punched old man Foley while he was in the barbershop 19 years ago. Goober witnessed it, but says he was just 5 years old at the time. That'd make Goober only 24 years old. And George Lindsay himself was 37 at the time, being born in 1928. I thought it was interesting. And the thing is, I can't help but smile about a five-year-old Goober. who couldn't help? That's awesome. So I thought you guys, we would remember this, because remember, this was in the case of the Punch of the Nose when this happened.
About Barney Floyd, he gets a little excited about things sometimes.
So, you know, I think his trouble is he's not married. Now, if he was married, these little things wouldn't bother him.
So you remember that Barney was all upset because the case was never closed.
Could be.
Yeah. What you got there, buddy?
Interrogation of Charles Foley by Deputy Fife concerning assault case of August 9, 1946. Subject Charles Foley states that on day in question, he was in Floyd Lawson's barbershop getting a haircut and fell asleep.
Yeah, that old Johnny maybe always falls asleep.
Love Floyd. That when he woke so Barney up, goes on to discuss about not wanting a haircut.
A shave he had not requested.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not true.
When subject protested, words were exchanged and subject was punched in the nose.
Well, whose subject?
Foley.
Foley said I punched him in the nose?
He did.
Oh, no, Barney. That isn't the way it happened. Now, he asked for that shave. I remember that distinctly.
Oh, your memory's coming back now, huh? Well, good.
Besides, if he says I punched him in the nose, he's telling an outright fib.
All right.
So, of course, Floyd didn't agree with Barney's and Mr. Foley's remembrance about that. So what they did is they went out and they got Goober and Mr. Foley both back over to the barber shop to discuss this. Now, listen what Goober says.
Well, what do you want to do that for?
Well, look at the difference in their stories. I figured if we could just go through the whole thing step by step, just as it happened, we could clear it up once and for all, get it off the books. Now, is that agreed?
Well, I wish you'd just finish me up so I can get out.
All right, now, the first thing we ought to do is establish where everybody was. Floyd, do you have a piece of chalk?
Yeah, right on the
show. I don't know what he was going to do with a piece of chalk. I guess he's going to draw on the ground.
All right, we'll start with you, Goober. Now, this is important. Where were you when the argument began?
You mean way back that other time?
Yes, way back that other time.
Well, I don't know. I was just 5 years old.
All right, if you were waiting for a haircut, you must have been sitting over.
All right, so that's where he talked about you being only 5 years old. And if you heard at the beginning, Barney said it was 19 years ago. So that's where they're coming up with that about him being 24 years old because it was 19 years ago and he was 5 years old. So now that would make him, you know, 24. That's pretty easy. Well, I did a little research and there's a lot of discussion over there at the I'm Avery community where they discussed about how old George really was and all kinds of information about that. They went out and found some information, but I went out and found a little bit more information because there was this good stuff that came in from Brent over there. He said just ages and stuff he was talking about. He said inconsistencies abound. Per the high school reunion episode, Andy was 18 in 1945. That was class reunion. Later, it was 1948 was the class reunion time because that was the return of Barney Fife. Per the case of the punch in the nose, Goober was 5 years old in 1946, and we kind of know that can't be right. The county clerk establishes that episode that Andy and Howard were high school classmates. In Mayberry RFD's episode, Palm Springs, Here We Are, Howard and Goober reminisce about being grammar school together. So, is Goober 11 or 14 younger than Andy from the Andy Griffith Show? Or is he the same age as Andy and Howard per RFD? So that was really good research that Brent did. Now, let me show you what I found. This was from the episode, which episode was this? Goober the Executive. Now, this was from 1967. It's actually aired on Christmas Day, 1967. And Goober the Executive, well, you'll remember this. He was going to buy the gas station. He gets mad. So let's hear a little bit from Goober here. As he's
Sarah, get me Wally.
So he's get mad because Wally's going to sell the gas station.
Hello, Wally. I just heard the news about you fixing to sell the station. Well, you mighty right I'm mad. Well, I've been working for you for 11 and three-quarter years. Now, what am I supposed to do about a job? Well, how do you know I wasn't interested in buying the station? Well, how much?
So he goes in and he finds out from Wally how much it was going to be to buy the gas station. Of course, what was happening on this episode, remember, Wally had evidently told other people he was going to sell the gas station, and a guy dropped by the barbershop by Wally's and was looking around, and Goober's like, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm thinking about buying this place. And basically, Goober was going to lose his job if he did not get this job, if he wasn't able to buy the shop. So anyway, he ends up getting Andy and Emmett to co-sign with him, okay? So I want you to listen to this next part. Now, this, again, was two and a half years after our last episode that we were looking at. So this is in 1967, December the 25th, 1967. The previous episode, The Punch in the Nose, was from the 15th of March, 1965, so about 2.5 years later. So, but listen to this part where and listen closely because he tells us exactly how old he is in this episode.
I'd frankly admit at age 36, well, I'm 36.
36 years old. There he says it.
I was not fully prepared to take over the presidency of this company.
Wonder how he got the job.
His daddy died. I tell you, there's a lot.
All right, so then he goes on, and then a little bit later in the episode, let's hear this real quick. This is Emmett, remember, had co-signed with him, and I don't know if you remember, but Goober forgot to buy gas and all this kind of stuff. He starts yelling at Emmett here, and he says again, I'm 36 years old, almost 37. So listen to this.
Goober? Give me some gas.
Well, it hadn't come yet, Emmett.
It hasn't come yet?
Well, I ordered it, but it takes 3 days.
Well, I need some water. You got any of that?
Well, yes.
Goober, you got any water?
I don't see how you can forget to order gas in the first place.
Well, it could have happened to anybody, Emmett.
Goober, are you sure you're going to be able to run this gas station all right?
Of course I can, Emmett. It's just a matter of getting everything under control, and I guarantee you everything's going to start running smooth as silk.
Well, I tell you, Goober, the way...
There ain't going to be any more slip-ups. Now, no more slip-ups. Now, I used to work here, and now I'm the boss, and I'm 36 years old.
I'm 36 years old, almost 37. That's what he said right there. So that was what happened right there. So he said, I'm 36 years old, almost 37. Well, he was squirting him with water. That's what he was doing. He was using the water hose to fill up Emmett's radiator. And then when he got all upset, he held it in his hand. And he was shaking it at him and just squirting water all over him. So basically, he went from being 24 years old 2.5 years prior to being 36 years old in that episode. And he had worked for Wally, just as a thing for you guys to remember. He had been working for Wally for 11 3/4 years. So just things to remember there. But that was how old that Goober is. And that's the best information I could find. So that's how old he really was. Now, George Lindsay himself, he was born on the 17th of December in 1928. You know, so in that first episode, he would have been in Punch in the Nose. He would have been 37, and he was 39 when he was saying he was 36 in Goober the Executive. So that's interesting. Now, George, I do know, because George has talked about it. He used to tell different. He used to tell that he was younger than he really was, because there's a lot of age discrimination in Hollywood. And so he would always tell people that his birthday was a different date. Now, I can't remember. It was in the 30s. So he was actually saying he was younger than he really was. He's born in 1928. And it took him forever to get that cleared up, because he said, you lie about your age one time and you just can't get rid of it. That's what he said to us one time. So, but George is missed so much. And wow, I love that guy so much. It's so fun to see this stuff. And I want to thank the folks over at the I Mayberry community for bringing this up and talking about it and everything. And Brent, that was great research you did about all the little inconsistencies on age. That was absolutely wonderful. So great job to everybody, because there's several people over there, Janice and Thel's cuz. And Steve, there were a bunch of people discussing this over there. And I want to invite you guys that are listening to head over to imayberrycommunity.com and join up. I run it. It's my website. I run the website. And so all your information will be right there. There's nobody doing anything unusual with it or anything. So I'm not doing anything with it for certain. So definitely want to invite you guys to head over there, sign up. It's kind of a Facebooky type thing, but only Mayberry fans. There's only Mayberry fans there, so I think you'll really enjoy that. All right, so I've got a audio clip I want to play for you. That was a voicemail that came in from Chris Butt. So let's hear from Chris, and then we'll wrap up with a special thing, too.
Hi, Alan. It's Chris Butts calling from South Carolina, and from a broadcaster to a podcaster. I just want to tell you what an excellent job you're doing with the podcast. I certainly enjoy listening to this each and every week, and it makes watching the Andy Griffith Show a lot more enjoyable as well. Kudos to Ken Junkin for spotting the prop master Reggie Smith's name on the episode Warning from Warren, and kudos to you for profiling Reggie and the importance of his job on the Andy Griffith Show. I've made it a hobby of mine over time to take a look at the props and the background, the things that we can see in the background of these episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, and it makes Mayberry, our hometown, come to life a little bit more when you realize what an excellent job in the time that was given to displaying those props and the thought that went into that. And it's a job that is oftentimes overlooked. So thank you very much, Alan, for doing that. Nice seeing you at the Westminster event a couple of weeks ago, and I hope it's a shorter time than 12 months before we see you again. But we'll keep listening to the podcast and enjoy it very much. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Thank you for taking time to call in, and it's wonderful to see you at Westminster. And it really is high praise for me when a guy that actually is a radio guy tells me that the podcasts are actually interesting. And wow, I'm very glad that you feel like that it adds to your enjoyment of watching the Andy Griffith Show, because that's my whole goal, to make this more fun for everybody, just to find little tidbits and things. Well, just like we did tonight, where we're talking about Goober's age and piecing those pieces together. Now, I will tell you the truth. I found that about his age because I looked at it and looked around and found out, because you got to get the book over at head over to Weaver's, and there's a wonderful book there by our very own expert in the Andy Griffith Show, Jim Clark. So I want to encourage you to get that book. It's called The Andy Griffith Show Book, and that's where I found that, because all the books about the Andy Griffith Show are slightly different. Now, the Andy Griffith Show book itself is more based on Andy Griffith community, Mayberry being a real place. So if you want to read about a character like Goober, you go and read that book. And I got it right here beside me. You go and read that book about the characters. And if you want to try to do some research, there's a couple of other really good books, like The Definitive Guide to the Andy Griffith Show. I don't have it sitting right here, but there's a lot of really good books like that. They're all different, so I encourage you to get them. But Ken Beck and Jim Clark book, The Andy Griffith Show book, you'll get over at weaversdepartmentstore.com, is really, really great if you're just a big fan of The Andy Griffith Show. So I want to encourage you, because that's where I read that Goober had worked for Wally for 11 and three-quarter years, and he bought the gas station when he was 36 years old. Well, that made me realize that's got to be in the episode. That's why Jim and Ken mentioned it. And so I went and watched the episode, and sure enough, found the clips, found the shots where they were actually doing that. So thanks to Jim Clark and Ken Beck as well for their work and research and all this great stuff. So, all right. So I'm going to finish up now with a special tribute. Last year, I was able to go to the funeral service. Now, I think I talked about this last year and remembering George Lindsay. I was able to go to the funeral services for George, and much of the cast of Hee Haw was there. And one of George's requests for his funeral was that the cast of Hee Haw sing the song, I can't do it, "You Was Gone." And so the words were written and it was sung, and this was from the visitation and funeral services back on May 11th of 2012. So let's hear. This is the cast of Hee Haw singing to George.
You are the funny man we love the most. Anchor to Hee Haw, you may have day. With grits and ham, we offer this toast.
So even at his passing, George wanted to give everybody a smile and a laugh and to have something to remember him by that was special. So that was the cast of Hee Haw singing to George. And folks, I hope you, I don't know how you can listen to that and not remember fondly Goober, George Lindsay. So folks, hey, I want to thank you all for being here with me tonight in Mayberry. And I just want to encourage you, head over to the iMayberry community. Head over to facebook.com/twochairs, any of those places, and get to talking with people. There's some really wonderful Mayberry people out there. And what it's all about, folks, is getting to know one another and bringing a smile to each other's face. Because I guarantee you, if you start quoting things off the Andy Griffith Show to me, like, I don't know, like this one.
Come on, Deputy. If I'd seen you was coming, I'd know what to do. I'd have risen both arms and I'd have wove at you. ain't very fast on your feet, is it?
All right, you stand still on the sea bass and that's an order.
If a duck stands still, you can catch him by the bill.
You start quoting things like that, you start...
Yes, amigo.
He went hard.
So you want ours, folks? I know you're going to bring a smile to somebody's face when you do that. So I definitely want to encourage you to head over to the websites. I want you to drop by and leave me a message over at twochairsnowaiting.com. You can leave a comment on any of the episodes. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can do like Chris did and give me a call at 888-684-8415 and leave your comment that may inspire a whole nother episode of this podcast. Folks, I love to hear from you, and I love for you guys to visit with one another. So feel free to do any of those things and get in touch with me, or just talk with some Mayberry fans and get them in here. And we'll see you guys next time here in Mayberry on Two Chairs, No Way. Good night, everybody.